Hey Podnuts, Corey here from Instant House Call. Whether you're a break fix tech who needs to provide remote support on demand without pre-installed software, or a managed service provider who wants to connect to unattended PCs anytime, Instant House Call makes remote support easy. I want to invite you to try Instant House Call free for yourself. Go to podnuts.com and click on the link in the show notes, then use the promo code PODNUTS. Instant House Call is the best remote support on earth. We can prove it. Try it free now and see for yourself.
Welcome to PodNuts Daily, episode number 409, a show for computer repair techs by computer repair techs. I'm your host, Jeff Hallish. I'm joined today by Rob Berger from SoHoTechColumbus.com. How you doing again, Rob?
Great.
Good to have you on the show. Well, one of the reasons I have invited Rob to come back on the show was he had sent me an email talking about or asking questions about Google AdWords. And I've had several emails in the past that people have sent me. And to be honest, Google AdWords is a huge thing to talk about. Most people will start their Google AdWords account using a free coupon. You know, right now, Google always sends out, you know, maybe a couple times a year. I still get them a $100 coupon to get you started in Google AdWords. The problem with Google AdWords is a lot of people don't see a quick return. So what will happen is they'll stop using it. And what I mean by a quick return is, I will answer this question right now, is I have never lost money using Google AdWords. In other words, my business has always paid for it. So even if I broke even the first couple months using Google AdWords, it was still worth it to get the information out there. So Rob's got some questions he's going to ask me. And we're going to go over some things of basically how I got started in Google AdWords and what I, you know, kind of how I've used it and how it has worked for me since 2010. That's my number one source for getting new customers actually still today. So, Rob, what was the first question you wanted to ask?
Sure. Actually, well, I'll play you in this episode. I primarily provide services to residential customers, so I'm not sure how different you are in terms of, you know, what your residential to small business mix is. But my initial, you know, doubt and suspicion about it is, if people are having trouble with their computer and need help, are they going to actually do a Google search or a Bing search or a Yahoo search to find you? You know, that's been my biggest mental hurdle to starting with AdWords. So, you know, how did you overcome that, and what kind of, you know, kind of high level success have you seen?
Okay, that's a very good question. So Google AdWords, as far as people finding me, what I found with customers when I'm dealing with their computers is most people still use Google for their search. Even if they have Bing on their systems or whatever, they still, a lot of my customers will still have me set up google.com as their homepage, because that's how they know to get on the internet. That's how they know to search thing. The other thing with that, as far as Google AdWords, is I'm probably showing maybe upwards of 40% are actually finding me on their mobile devices. So, and since your biggest mobile devices out there are usually Android, they're going to use a Google search engine. And even if they're on, you know, your Apple stuff, most people on Apple, you know, your iPhones and stuff like that, still use Google for their search. So the relevancy of being able for people to find me was very good, as that most people are still using Google as their main primary search. I have, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, but I've opened up Bing ads in the probably about a year and a half ago, maybe even a couple of years ago. I did it for a short time and it didn't yield me the same results as Google AdWords. Now there's a couple caveats to this. Number one, there is a free service called Google Business that you can create a free account on. What you can do is you can get your location on there. Well, you have to have a location on there in order to do it. So even if it's your home residence, you have to get that location on there, because when you sign up for Google Business, they're going to send a postcard to your house with a code, and you basically go in and you basically are, you give them that code so that you've legitimized that you are the person that was asking for that business listing. Anybody can do that for free. Now, I believe that also helps in the Google AdWords. because that and my Google AdWords are actually linked together. So when you see my ad at the top of my page or top of the page when you're doing a search, you'll see my address right below it. And if you click on either one of those things, it'll take you to my website. But you can also get that information. So the other thing is when people are doing a search, what they're finding is if you've ever done a search for something, a business or whatever, you'll see, you know, A, B, C, D, E, you know, with a little map on the right-hand side under Google. And what you'll notice is on mine, I'm usually the second one down. So now we'll talk about what types of search terms you can use, what types of search terms will actually work to yield you these, you know, people actually calling you. Because I think that's what's important. And I think that's where a lot of people are misled on having to pay a lot of money to Google AdWords and not getting any results. And I think sometimes it might be the keywords that they're using. Did that answer your question or is there?
No, I think that's great. I mean, okay. I think that you're showing, if you're showing 40% of people are finding you on their mobile device, then if their computer is incapacitated and that's what they need help on, then they're at least resorting to using their phone, which is good. So at least that's a, you know, a sufficient level of technology. They're not going to, you know, printed media or something like that.
Right.
That we don't talk about.
Faxes or anything.
So tell everybody, tell me and everybody how you got into AdWords and how you started and what your results were.
Okay, great. I started with Google AdWords back in 2010, April of 2010 to be exact, when I bought the tech site builder from Steve Cherubino. And I was basically to set up my computer repair business website. It was a very inexpensive website. Just a solid HTML page that he showed you how to customize and put together. Well, in those videos, he also showed you how to set up Google AdWords and the Google business listing. So the first thing I had done or did, he had done, the first thing I did was I set up the Google business listing, which was for free. Then I had a coupon. I think back then it was only like a $50 coupon to get my Google AdWords started. Back then, Google AdWords, the way it worked, I lived really close to the water. So I nowadays, when you put in an address or a city or something like that, Google AdWords will actually attach it to that city. Back then, you could do like a 5-mile radius, 10-mile radius, so on and so forth. And so what I did when I set up my Google AdWords is I actually cut out a section. You could actually draw lines on the Google map to set it up the way you wanted it. So mine was kind of in the shape of a boot because that was my local close area of people that I would travel to. So when I set it up, he'd had about, I think, 300 keywords that he included that I basically just downloaded into my Google AdWords, put the 300 keywords in there and set some things up on the website so that when people would click on it, it would get my information right there. Now, when I first started off, it was scary. Because here I am not making any money yet and I wanted to make money, but I'm spending money without making it yet. So, but the first couple of months, I don't have the hard numbers, but I know this for sure is I've never spent a dime of my own personal money in Google AdWords. Now that doesn't mean that for the first couple of months of being in business, I think I was getting anywhere from 2 to 4 people per month with Google AdWords when I first started out. And I was able to turn those into customers. And back then I think I was doing computer repair. It's like $79. So I was more than, you know, with all the stuff that all the incurred costs, I was more than able to pay for it along with my website and other things. So that's 100% the way that I was getting my customers at the time because I was in a new area and didn't really know a whole lot of people. It's not like I had, you know, local friends and family in that area. So that's what I started using there.
And what would you say right now, what percentage of your business comes from AdWords now, you know, in the last, you know, 1 to 3 to 6 months?
80%.
80%. Okay.
Yeah, 80% of my business comes from Google AdWords. The thing people have to realize is that computer repair, when you're doing break fix, especially for residential, and I've said this before, and I want to reiterate it again, you are like a car salesman. You know, in other words, you have to sell a car every time you want to make a profit. So you have to sell X amount of cars per month. When you're doing break, fix, and computer repair, you're constantly you need to have new customers because you're basically selling a computer service one time. And the chances are, if you do a good job, you will not see that person for another year. So even though they will bring you repeat business, it's not like it's repeat monthly business necessarily. So you have to have some way to bring in new people. And to let not only that, but if you're building a brand name, you have to have a way for people to get to your website. And sometimes that's very hard organically, especially where you're at. It depends on the area where you are, how many people are in the area. I've heard people say that they will spend or they have to spend upwards of $6 per click in order just to compete in the market. I'm not going to say that that's not true. I don't know what markets people are in. All I can tell you is I have two vastly different markets and I don't spend anywhere near that, nor do I have to. Now, if we're talking about certain keywords, you're absolutely right. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But you can for a decent price, and I think when I was starting off, I was maybe spending, I don't know, maybe $60 a month. So, you know, that's not too bad. I mean, for a cost, you know, I was turning, you know, 2 to 4 customers. That was more than paying for it. It seemed like a good trade-off to me.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so how have you shifted your ad campaigns, either by keyword or by geography, over the past 4 years since you started?
So now they've made some changes at Google AdWords where basically you choose like a city or a zip code and it will attach itself to that. Now, I will tell you, this is something everybody has to be careful of. I did make a mistake one time and it wasn't very clear. And I did argue with somebody at Google about this, but basically I had turned on when I was making some adjustments on the map. Back then when you could adjust it and draw the lines yourself, somehow I clicked U.S. So my ad went out to the whole United States for about an hour before I caught it. And about $300 later, Google, when I argued with them about it, they only took about, I think it was like, I don't know, $60 or $30 or something. It wasn't much off my bill. Because they didn't realize that I was a local business. And I said, well, you know, it would be nice when you're signing up for stuff like this or you're making changes, if it would ask you, like Windows does all the time, are you sure you want to do this? Because that would have been nice to know. So one of the things, it's not as dangerous anymore because it's a little more straightforward. But one of the things I was started doing is I started disabling my ads, making the adjustments, double checking my work, and then turning the ad back on. So
going back to that kind of that misstep with Google, were you paying per view, per impression, or were you paying per click?
Okay, so it's I've set mine up as a pay per click. So basically, if an impression, let's you know, delve into that. An impression is basically when your ad shows. So if somebody does a search for computer repair, your ad will come up in the top, you know, whatever. Mine always come up in the top three. If it doesn't come up in the top three, then obviously you have ads on the right-hand side that, you know, and they go down in order. Now, there's a lot of things that go into that. So in other words, having a decent website with good information on it, relevant information. And if you can, which I don't right now, if you can add something that's always changing and adding to it, but it's got to be legit. Because here's the thing, if you try to game Google, they figure all that stuff out and they change the rules anyways. So you might as well just do real, authentic, good website, good information, maybe a blog on there with good changing information. And that will get you higher in the rankings. Also, the amount of money that you want to pay. A lot of people just think it's about the money. It's not. It's about the keywords. It's about your website. It is about, you know, and it's about the money that you'll pay per click. Right now, I think my max cost per click is $4.02. Now, I never pay that. I've never paid $4.02 per click. I think the most I've paid is like $3.20. So I go a little bit higher than what I need to. But now, you know, there's a lot of keywords that we talk about. My number one keyword is going to be computer repair. Another high keyword is repair laptop screen. Another high keyword that I have is computer repair Canton, Michigan. Another high, that one's not as high. Best computer repair, Canton, Michigan computers, tech support, computer tech. These are the ones that are getting the most clicks. And there's probably only, as I'm looking at my Google AdWords now, there are probably only maybe 15 to 20 words, keywords that actually have been clicked on over the last 30 days. Now, there's varying impressions. My highest impressions on computer repair is 617 impressions, which means my ad's been shown 617 times when somebody's done the keyword search for computer repair in my local area. So going back to how you set that up, I set it up by my city, which is Canton, Michigan. So Canton, Michigan is a 6x6 square mile area. Now, according to Google AdWords, it says that gives me access to like 467,000 people, mm-hmm. which the, you know, population really, or households are, I think, 93,000. So 467,000, that's probably about right when you're talking about more than one in a household. So that's the, so I deal in my, only in my local area.
And so going back to those keywords, where was the business kit that you had mentioned that you had originally gotten that list from Steve Cherubino?
It's no longer around. It's the text. Okay. Yeah. It's the Tech Site Builder one. The actual keyword list is not in there. I might have a copy of it and I will have to look to see if I think I have the original business kit and I probably got the original AdWords or Google keywords in there that I might be able to share. A lot of these, really, if you just think about even the ones I just mentioned, even if you just start off with those, there are some good information in there and you can kind of come up for your own area. What's going to be, you know, key for what's going on in your area. I know for, you know, repair laptop screen, that's always been a big one. I get a lot of calls on that. Now, to be honest with you, you know, right now I'm looking at my Google AdWords and it says on my repair laptop screen, it says below first page bid. If you want first page bid, the estimate is $4.97. Now, that doesn't knock out the fact that out of 244 impressions, I've still gotten 4 clicks on that particular keyword. So,
okay. And so you're doing hardware repair like that, like screen repair, in addition to other software and virus fixes, yes. And things like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you can do anything, you know, I even have some obscure keywords in there, which I think was in the original list of 300. And right now it's 377, but I've pared it down a couple times. I think Google kind of bugs me and says, hey, here, add these keywords, and I'll look at some of them, and some of them make sense, and I'll go, okay, I'll add those. Or some of them don't make sense, and I'll delete them. But even things like Toshiba computer repair. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't really get, if there are any impressions, I don't get any clicks off of things that are that specific.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
So it's more about casting a wide net and figuring out the keyword strings that define your business that people who want help are going to be searching for.
Correct. And the other thing you have to look at too is when you think about things like if you do data recovery or even a limited amount of data recovery, you're not going to be able to win on that because there are bigger companies out there all over the United States that basically people have to send their drives to get real data recovery. And because of that, you're never gonna win. The other one is virus removals. You will never, even though I have it, you will never win on virus removals as a keyword because according to this, I think if I remember correctly, it was like I had to pay like $8 and some odd cents in order just to come up on the first page because you're gonna get your Kaspersky, you're gonna get your Geek Squad, you're gonna get your, you know, whatever. Norton antivirus. You're going to get all the big winners that are playing the field all of the United States. If you want a good Google AdWords campaign, what I would suggest if you're a local computer repair business is that you would basically take the time and just figure out what area that you're servicing. And to be honest with you, I would probably start off with a smaller area than even what you think you're going to do eventually. Because here's the thing. When you do Google AdWords, even though I hit in Canton, it will still bleed out a little bit over the edges. So it will go into the outlying areas by a little bit. And there's no rhyme or reason for how much or how little. I just know I get people outside of that range also. So you got to be careful. Anytime you put a range out, it might go a little bit farther than that.
So you're not targeting any of the surrounding suburbs in your AdWords, but it seems like that's kind of happening organically through Google.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm looking on a map and I see that you're kind of in between Ann Arbor and Dearborn or Detroit. So are those areas where you would service if somebody would give you a call, or is that too far?
That's too far. For my type of business, for being having a regular 9-to-5 job and doing this on the side, basically what I've done is I've said, okay, I want to be able to get to a customer if I have to actually travel to a customer, which I don't like to do. But if I have to, I want to be able to get there in 15 minutes or less. Here's the other thing. Okay. If you're a traveling computer repair tech, that's fine. You can go out as far as you want. One of the things that I noticed is I have people coming to my home. So I don't want to cast out too wide of a net because I want those people to be able to drive to my place of business, which is my home. And so that they can come in and, basically get their computer repaired because it saves them a little bit of money because now they don't have to pay a travel fee and all that kind of stuff. Anything outside of 15 minutes, you're not really going to get people coming to your home. So you got to kind of play that by ear and see what it is, how it is you want to run your business. It's just how I run my business. I like people coming here, dropping their stuff off, or I remote support them. But even if I remote support them, let's say something bad were to happen in a remote support session and their computer just stopped working. Well, at this point, then I'm going to have to take the time and actually drive out there. And if it would do me no good, or it wouldn't make good business sense to drive an hour somewhere to fix somebody's computer for me.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's why I have my area cut down to such a small area. 15 minutes or less, I want to be there on the doorstep if I actually need to be.
Okay, that's a great metric, and I'll definitely look at that, and maybe other people can look at that and try to guesstimate what that distance is going to be based on your mode of transportation and where you are on Google Maps and your wherever you're located, whatever metropolitan area you are, at least for the on-site service. So how do you compare what you're doing and how do you track what your competitors are doing, or are you really just ignoring them and doing your own thing because it seems to be it's successful?
That's a good question. No, I actually do track my competitors all the time because there's some times where I think this may or may not happen to you. Sometimes I think when you first put Google AdWords up, don't be surprised if you get more clicks than less customers for the first month. Because I think a lot of computer repair companies out there, right or wrong, it's wrong, they will click on your website and click on the ad. Now, I never, ever do that. If I'm looking and seeing what competitors are coming up into Google AdWords and I want to look at their website, I copy the URL and put it in my browser and go to their website to check out what they're doing. Now, what you'll find is most of my competitors are not actually even in my local area. A lot of my competitors they'll service southeastern Michigan, which is a humongous area, which I don't. And they're all over the place. My whole way of business is I want to be the one-on-one interpersonal relationship with people, my customers. And I don't believe I can do that if I'm traveling 50 miles one way to go service a customer. So that's not my type of business. I'm looking for the people who want to support local, and I want to support the local people of this area.
Right. Yeah. But if you click on your competitor's ads, then you can charge them money, right? You can run up their AdWords bill.
Yeah, sort of. not really. What'll happen is if you abusively click on a competitor's or any type of ad, Google is smart enough to know the IP address that it's coming from, and they will block, you know, subsequent clicks. But it doesn't mean that there might be several people in the area that are just curious. And they will, you know, they'll click on the ad. Now, that may or may not have happened to me. I don't know for a fact. I'm just saying that, you know, there. Just be aware that there's going to be, when you put your first put your Google AdWord up, there are going to be some people out there that are going to kind of feel out the system and see what you're all about. And if they don't know a whole lot about how the Google AdWords works or whatever, you know, they might inadvertently, hey, that's how I get all my information. There's an ad. I click on it. I go to the website. And they might not actually know that you're getting charged for that.
Right. It's kind of a fine line because as repair people, at least in my experience, when I work with users and they are doing a search, I try to point out to them, look, the items at the top, those are the ads. Skip down to the real URL. But in this case, we want them to click on that because we want them to come to our sites.
Exactly. And you want to have a legitimate enough, you know, ad out there that's simple enough that's going to make people want to click on it. And then, in my opinion, you want to have a website that you're going to that basically all the biggest thing on my front page on my website is really my phone number. I mean, if you look at my website, that's the biggest thing, because really what I want is I want people to click on the ad, and then I want them to go to my website, see the phone number, and give me a call. And then we can figure out whether or not we can do business at that point. So that's always been my purpose. If I were to have some sort of flashy website with all kinds of information on there, but it didn't have a great way that was in your face of how to contact me, to me, then at that point, Google AdWords would be a waste of time.
That's a great point, because at that point, you've spent the money on the click, and you're going to try to convert them from a click into a customer by talking to them and setting up an appointment and having that relationship that you start over the phone.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's where the selling has to occur once they've seen the flyer and they've come in to talk to you, you know, over the phone or through email. That's great advice. Good. Now I need to look at my website and make some changes. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as far as setting up a website, whatever you want to do on the back end of your website, this is my opinion. You can have as much deep information for those people that are curious and want to click around on your website. And I don't have your website up at this point, but I have looked at it before. But then the number one thing you want to have is what's called they either call it a splash page or a squeeze page. And it basically, the squeeze page or splash page is a page that has all the pertinent information in a place where you don't have to scroll. So what I've done is I've tried to make my website, my opening page, on your average size screen so that it doesn't scroll at all. So that basically all the information is right there, right up front, and you can look at it and, you know, see the phone number there and look at the testimonial or whatever. I just try to keep it real simple instead of having something that's long and I got to scroll down, you know, three or four clicks just to get down to the bottom of the information. I'd rather have tabs where I can go into a tab and then scroll down with that information there.
And have you checked your website on mobile devices?
Yes, except I right now I know I have a problem with the header because I did a change on the header, and that'll be fixed here shortly. The site was made to be mobile responsive, in which it is, but I had some things that I changed, and in order to make my header bigger with the number and the way I wanted it, the way it was originally set up, I couldn't make those changes. So I did it a little bit differently. And on the mobile site, if you're on a mobile device, it's actually squished down, which, believe it or not, still hasn't stopped people from calling me because you can still see the number plain as day.
That's great. Excellent. So you talk a little bit about, you know, the keywords and some of the mobile searching and some of the organic growth. How does this fold into regular blogging or other search engine optimization or SEO tips? You know, is that, are those kind of tips that if people in the community are familiar with Lisa Hendrickson and also Davina, I'm blanking on her last name, Stowers, I believe. They do some links and some references to each other, and they're both very prominent on the TechNibble forums. You know, how does what they talk about and customizing and targeting the blogging content and the content of your website, how does that figure into AdWords performance, if at all?
Well, it actually does figure in AdWords performance, as far as, because anytime that you create good, real content on your website and change it, that Google takes notice. And when they take notice, they will rank your site. Now, can I say that there is an actual formula that you could follow 100%? Absolutely not. Because like I said earlier, Google always changes their rules. All I have done in my computer repair business for my local area is to try to have legitimate things. So the Google business listing in the area, a good website with good prominent information, you know, real information, not just a bunch of, you know, I don't have a bunch of cities on there that I support or anything like that. There's some back end stuff in the HTML code as far as when you look my stuff up, you know, hey, if you're looking for the best computer repair in Canton, Michigan, you found the right place, blah, blah, blah. And just a little bit of information, which Google looks at. You got to be careful of pictures and stuff on your website, because Google does not read those. So in anything that you do, especially, and it's easier in WordPress because you can always create an alt text on your WordPress site for each picture you put up, which is what Google's going to search. So if I have something for, my logo is Techna Computer Repair, well, my alt text behind that in the HTML code is going to be, you know, TechNut Computer Repair. Now, so that stuff is actually being searched by Google, and the more real stuff you have. Now, everybody's probably been to a website that has all these keywords and things over on the side, and they're like, what is all that gobbledygook that's sitting there? Just, you know, looks like a bunch of random words. People have done that in the past because they're trying to game the system. I will be honest with you. As far as if you look up computer repair, I come up organically. My website comes up organically on the first page in this area. Now, I can't say, I don't know what that is for other areas. All I can tell you is for my, you know, little 6x6 square mile radius, organically, because I've just done things legitimately, that stuff will come up. Now, here's the thing. The blogs are great because you're adding good new content all the time. And that's what Google's looking for. Is this a stale website, or is it a website that is constantly feeding good information out to the community? Because let's face it, Google is about search and they're about ads. And so the better information that's out there, you know, the better they like it. So those are the types of things that help. Now, I haven't read, to be honest with you, I haven't read Lisa's book. I'm sure it's a great book. All I know is I've just done things legitimately myself without trying to game the system at all. I will tell you this. I do believe that back in the day when I first started with Podnuts Daily, before I actually started hosting the show, I came on a couple of shows. And once you know it, when you went to do a search, guess what? There's a link back to the show that I was on, because my name's in there, my company name is in there. So all that stuff actually kind of helps. Now, you know,
all of the link backs from Podnuts to your site.
Right.
Well, great. I need to be on more shows then.
Yeah, well, back in the day, I'd been on two or three shows, I think. And I think just having that natural content was there. Again, it wasn't one of those things where I gamed the system. It was just legit. And because I had those, you know, real link backs going somewhere, I believe that it helped me out. And I believe, you know, this is the second area I've lived in since I've had my computer repair business. And again, whatever I've done over time naturally, I have been able to be on the first page when you do a search for computer repair. So
that's great. So it's working.
Yes. Now, I can't tell you all the intricacies of why it works. I could just tell you what I think happened, or what I think I've done. And I've made adjustments over time too, you know, small adjustments here and there.
And that's fine. I mean, that obviously Google is going to be changing their algorithms and their search parameters and how they run their system so that people can't try to game the system and artificially, you know, reduce their costs and increase their hits. So it's always a moving target, but it's definitely seems like it's working for you, and adding new content is definitely a plus for websites. So, you know, adding more services that we can offer, or adding a blog of, you know, messages that we want to get out to our customers can help. And it definitely seems very doable, and it's definitely profitable. And you know, obviously the task then becomes onto us as the business owners to convert the phone calls into actual appointments and paying customers for the, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5, however much it is. But it definitely sounds like it's working for you.
Yeah. And I think one of those things that is, if you have, you know, I look at it like this, for every 3 customers that actually click on my website, I want at least one of those to call me. To me, that's a good ratio, 3-1. And if you have that type of ratio, which you can, you can do very easily, even if you think about, you know, you spend $60 a month and you get 4 customers, you know, your average customers are going to be around, you know, whatever, $90, $100. That's still a good return on investment. And if you're in this field for a long period of time, you're playing the long game. You're not playing a short game where you just want to get as many customers as you can real quick. You want to have that, you know, you want to have that noticeability out there. You want to have people that brand recognition, where they start to see, oh, yeah, hey, you're the tech nut guy. I want to, you know, yeah, I heard about you, you know, and have I gotten to that point yet? Absolutely not. Will I eventually be to that point? I think so. If I keep doing the same things that I'm doing, and I'll give you an example. You know, one of the here's my ad. It says TechNut Computer Repair, and if you click on that, obviously it goes to my website. It says the TechNut team is here to help. $89 flat rate fix. Okay, and a lot of people, and there is a debate on whether or not, and I haven't always had my price in there. There's a debate on whether or not you want to have your price in there. One of the reasons I have my price on my front page, and I also have my price in my ad, is because if you see the $89 flat rate fix and that seems too expensive for you, you're probably not going to click on my website. You're probably not going to click, and then you're not going to cost me something, you know, $3.20 or whatever that I'm going to have to pay for and not get a customer out of because you never call. So I figure the simpler, more relevant information you can have out there to help people make that decision. Now, if somebody looks at $89 flat rate fix and they think that's a good deal, they'll probably click on my site and they have a better chance of actually giving me a call.
So what's the search? Tell me again what the search is, because I can see on the website that you have that flat fee as a graphic. And when I do computer repair Canton, I see your site come up, but I don't see that text of that flat fee. I mean, okay. I see the map, and I see your name in the list. Okay, you're second in the list.
So I was having a problem over the last couple of months and couldn't figure it out. So here's another good tip. This actually rolls in really well. There is a Google has changed their back end on how you tweak things sometimes, and basically, if you were to do a search for computer repair in Canton, Michigan, my ad would actually come up, which after doing the show for a while became kind of dangerous to me and kind of costly, because my regular, you know, $60 to $80 a month went to $140 a month because I believe people outside my area were actually clicking on that ad. So what there's 3 tabs that you can press. One of them is basically only show ads in your local area. So right now I had it set up to show ads. If you basically said something of the effect of show ads, if somebody searches for, you know, this, your computer repair in Canton, Michigan.
And that's where you made the mistake with the US.
Yes.
Because I'm in Ohio, it's not showing up for me. But if I was in your grid, then it would show up for
me. Exactly.
I see. Excellent. Thank you, Google. Saving you money.
Well, and here's the thing. So nobody taught me that. I had to dig down in the menu and try to figure out why all of a sudden I was getting all these clicks and I was getting no calls or very little calls. And it was just really, really weird because I can base how much money it has cost me per month to how many clicks I'm going to get. And it's been like that since 2010. It's very consistent. So that's one of the things you got to watch when you're setting Google ads up is that you want to make sure that, you know, if you're trying to stick to a local area. Now, if you're doing remote support, you know, like, you know, Lisa Hendrickson or something like that, you know, obviously you want your ad all over the United States because you can support anybody that you want. That's not my type of business. You know, I'm a hardware, software, you know, remote support tech, part-time. So,
that could get very expensive too.
Exactly. So, and that's why here's the thing with Google AdWords though. And here's what most people I think do is they will start up with a Google AdWords account. They'll get the $100 free coupon or $50 free coupon or whatever. They'll get it set up. It's not doing exactly what they want it to do. It's looking like it's going to start costing them money and they shut it right down. There's another thing in Google AdWords that you can do. You can set a daily limit to how much you want to spend. So you can set your Google AdWords to whatever cost per click you want. You're going to have to see what's going on in the area to figure it out. I would imagine nobody, I don't care where, in most places, I would imagine you're not going to have to go above $4 and you're not going to spend $4 per click. You're going to be around the $3 and some odd change level for most people. So if you can do that, then one of the things you want to do is you get that cost per click. And I thought, I just forgot where I was going with that.
max spend per month?
Yeah. Oh, max spend per day. Thank you very much. So you can set it to, I only want to spend $6 per day. And let's say you set your clicks at, you know, $2.98 or whatever. If you do that, then once you get two clicks, then it'll stop it for that day. Your ad will no longer show. Now, I didn't want that. So mine is actually at $10. And which is more than enough. I normally never get more than four clicks per day. So $10 per day, I was willing to, you know, put that out there. But if you just want to try it out a little bit and see if you get anything, you know, put it out there. You can also have it where it will show the ads 24/7. And it'll show them as fast as those keywords come up. Now you can set Google AdWords where it won't show it every time. You can show it, you know, by hours in the day. You can say show it if you've got a small budget, show it over the length of the day. So, you know, maybe during key times you want it to show a little bit more than others, like if you figure out when people are clicking on it or looking for a computer repair. Now for me, I wanted to have my ad to come up 24/7 because I never know when somebody's going to be clicking on or looking for a computer repair. You wouldn't believe how many emails I get it from 2 o'clock in the morning.
Can you see the time of day when people are clicking?
Yes. There's, if you put, you can get all that information is, you know, Google is the information king. They've got all that information in there. You can see, you know, where it's came from, what type of device it's from, you know, how long they spent on the web page, you know, all these kind of things with, you know, between Google Analytics and the Google AdWords web pages that they give you. There's tons of information in there. I don't use all of it. I just use what, you know, basically the stuff that I know and I'm able to make work for me. Now, I'm always, well, not always, but I'm constantly going in there and looking around and seeing what, you know, what's new, how things are changing. And if they ever go to make a major change, they will give you a notification when you log in and it'll hound you all the time. Hey, we're gonna roll in this. Like right now, you can add on where if somebody clicks on your phone number, you can have it where it show your phone number. If they click on your phone number, then it's also counted as a click. Now I don't have that turned on, so mine are just text based ads that come up at the top of the page. Versus, I don't do any regular ads like on Facebook and stuff like that using the Google AdWords or anything. So. It's a very basic system. I don't turn everything on. I keep it very simple. So because, again, the whole point of Google AdWords to me is to get somebody to click, go to my website, and give me a phone call. You know, I don't even really want them to dig down and use my contact form, which people do, but I would rather them give me a phone call if it's during my working hours and actually talk to that person, because I, you know, again, it's going to be up to me to close the deal at that point. And if I'm lousy at closing deals, then I need to probably do something else or learn how to do it, you know? So that's really what it comes down to. But if people are looking for computer repair, I mean, they're looking for your service. Now, sometimes it's going to be based on price. You know, that's going to be a factor for some people. Sometimes it's going to be based on, you know, how they feel about you when they're talking to you, whether they can trust you or not. So you never know. But there's a lot that goes into it. So
do you find that I was doing a search in my area and I wanted to ask you, do you have I was looking at some of the keywords at the bottom of the search that Google suggested as searches related to what I was doing. Do you have a Best Buy Geek Squad or a Staples nearby that possibly would be taking searches away from you?
As far as what do you mean by taking search? Oh, no. I don't, because the way, like I said, the way here's the reality. When you do a search for computer repair in my area, matter of fact, let me do it right here. And this is, and a lot of people say, well, you're logged in. It's whether you're logged in or not. I get the same results. So back off, people.
They know your IP address.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, I've heard that too, except I've done it at different locations and that has nothing to do with anything. I've heard the arguments before and I'm like, that's not how it works. But, so if you look up computer repair, just the words computer space repair in my local area, I am always right now, I am the second, and I'll explain this in a minute. I'm the second ad down. And the only reason I'm the second ad down, I used to be the first ad down, but here, I think these guys are starting to get a little worried, and the number one ad that comes up at the top is Geek Squad.
Well, anecdotally, when I talk to a bunch of several customers, you know, I think that specific brand has kind of become the generic.
Yes.
And that, you know, people say that they need to call that company, but they refer to, you know, they're referring to you and me and all of our other, you know, listeners of business, you know, computer repair business owners, but people use that in a pejorative sense. But they're not actually calling them. They're calling us instead. I think we do a better job, but that's my own personal opinion.
Well, in here, so you've got, you know, if you look at the Geek Squad, ad for the area, it's, you know, it's got a 4-star rating for geeksquad.com. It's really weird. A team by the editors of PC Magazine. Geek Squad has 2,198 followers on Google Plus. Now, the only reason that stat is there, I believe, is because I am logged in. There are certain stats you will get, you know, depending on whether you're logged in or not. But the point to this whole thing is I am showing up as a second ad, which is awesome. Because here's the thing. Even if you decide to take it to Geek Squad, there has been many repairs that I have done in this area that have come from places like the Geek Squad.
You had to fix it after they fixed it?
No, not just that. Here's what happens a lot of times too, is that, you know, somebody needs a screen repair and they bring it into Geek Squad and they go, yeah, that'll be $450. And the, you know, the person's like, well, I can't pay for it. I just buy a new laptop. So when there is a good technician, which there are good technicians there, what they've done, it seems like to me, is they will do a Google search and they see my ad and they give the number to the customer. The customer calls me and I fix their machine for $149 versus the $450 they were going to have to pay. So that has happened to me more than a handful of times for different various items. Sometimes it is a, you know, they couldn't fix it or they were, you know, they were going to charge an arm and a leg to fix it. So they will look up somebody else and, you know, and have them bring it to me.
Okay. Oh, well, that's great that you're getting kind of an accidental referral from them probably in the store.
Exactly. So, again, I am a local repair guy. The Geek Squad in the area is not close. So it's about 20 miles. Okay. So I am about, you know, anywhere from, you know, one to, you know, maybe 15 miles, no, not even that, 1 to 10 miles from most of my customer base. So are they going to travel 20 miles or are they just going to bring it to me? So to me, again, it comes down to I am the local computer repair business person. So guess the ad below me is computerrepairstaples.com. So I'm up in the top with the two biggest contenders, you know, in the United States. But I'm the local guy. So that's what I'm banking on is they're going to see, I've heard things about Geek Squad. I've heard things about Staples. I'm going to call this guy in the middle.
Interesting.
Now, again, that's just a guess. But that's, you know, to me, that's what I would be looking for. I'm not necessarily, I want the close person that's going to be able to fix my computer and do it right. Now, again, maybe I don't know anything about me as a computer repair tech. So that, you know, that might turn some people off. Maybe because I work out of my house, that might turn some people off. And that's fine. If you're willing to go, you know, pay the Geek Squad or whatever, $450+ to have your computer repaired, that's cool. That's your money. Do what you want with it. But, you know, people that find me over time, and it's a long game. People that find me over time like the work that I do, and they refer their friends, and they come back for more. So I don't need to get every person that sees my ad on a monthly basis. I just need to get a handful. If I just get a handful, that's going to build my business over time. So, again, when you're doing Google AdWords, you really got to stick it out for 6 months. You know, and when you do make adjustments, don't make big, because I made this mistake in the beginning. I would make these huge adjustments and my ad would have to get reviewed and it'd be down for a couple days. And so really think about what you want to do when you're setting your Google AdWords up. Think about the messages that you want to bring to the people, you know, to your customers, and then put that in there and look it over again before you click, yes, I accept. And this is going to be the way it is, because whatever you put in there, I would say hang on to it for a month or so and see what type of results you're getting. And once you figure that out, I think you'll be a lot better for it.
Okay. Oh, well, that's great. I have tons of ideas now.
Hopefully this is helping people out there understand, you know, and I'm always willing to entertain questions and stuff like that. If it has something specifically, if somebody doesn't understand how something works or should I click on this or click on that, you know, please feel free to email me. I will give you, you know, if I have the answer, which I probably do for most of it, I'll send you a quick email back letting you know, hey, here's what you need to do for that setting. But, you know, go ahead and set it up. Even if you don't turn it on, you know, take the $100, you know, the $100 coupon that everybody gets, you know, a couple times a year and, you know, basically put that in there and just get started with it and make your adjustments, double check it, make sure it's working right for you, and then go from there. And then, you know, when you're ready and you're comfortable, turn it on, you know, and see what happens.
How do you know when a person calling got you from Google? Do you ask all of your customers, how did you hear about me? Or how are you tracking that success when you talk about, you know, maybe in the ballpark of 75 to 80% of your customers are coming from AdWords?
Well, on my check-in sheet, I actually have that information on there. Where'd you hear about me from? A lot of times just in talking to the customers regularly, I'll either figure out that they've gotten me from Google, or I'll figure out that they've gotten me from, you know, basically if they haven't gotten me from a friend, because people, here's the one thing you can always tell about people is that when they come in, they'll say, hey, so-and-so told me about you. If they don't say that, there's a good chance it came from your Google AdWords.
Right.
unless you're doing other types of marketing. If I was doing a bunch of different marketing out there, it would probably be a little more, I would have to pay attention a little bit more. I'm trying to track the information better now where I say, you know, if a person comes in and I know they got me from Google, you know, I'll put that information down so I can have better numbers. But I'm just going to say most of my customers do come from Google AdWords.
Okay, great. I think that's pretty much all of the questions that I have. It definitely seems doable and it seems very attractive, and I'm probably going to stay up late diving into all of it tonight. What else can you share, and what else did you want to make sure that you told everybody about?
Well,
with AdWords,
it's anything that we do when it comes to this type of stuff. You know, it's one of those things where you're going to have to learn something new, and this is hard for people to do sometimes. I know it's hard for me, even though I do like to learn new things. It can become a daunting task sometimes to kind of wade through this stuff and not know whether or not it's going to work. You know, you can do things like in Google AdWords, you can do multiple ads. So you can do specific type ads for, let's say you want to do laptop screen repair. You can set up an ad for just that, and you can set your cost per click separately. I didn't do all that. I have a basic computer repair ad that basically says, if your computer's not working right, I'm the guy that can fix it. Now, not to say that you can't use all the, if you ever do a, and here's the other thing I'll say, do a search in your area for computer repair, do a search for keywords and see how it comes up. The other thing that I will tell you this, Google has some tools that are kind of cool. Under their tools menu, you can actually do a search for certain keywords and see what's coming up. Even if you don't have your ad out there yet, you can see where your ad would come up according to the other ads that are out there. Are you going to show up on a first page? Are you going to show up in a sidebar?
That's within the AdWords interface.
Yes.
So once you have the account, but you haven't deployed any ads, you can kind of print preview. And see how well you would do before you actually do it.
Exactly. So there's all kinds of things here. There's the Google Analytics, which you can hook up on your website to see who's actually, hitting your website, how long they're staying, all that kind of stuff. You've got Keyword Planner, Display Planner, Ad Preview and Diagnosis. And that's the one I'm talking about right now. Is the Ad Preview and Diagnosis is the tool that you can check out and see what that key, once you've got your stuff set up, but you don't have it deployed, how that keyword's going to work for you. Where's computer repair going to put you? It's going to change, a little bit over time. And just so you guys know, depending on the time of day that you check, that's why when I'm checking these things, I'll use a couple different computers. I even do stuff offsite, not using my own personal computer, just to double check and see if it's working right. You can always call a friend and say, hey, if they're in the local area, hey, can you check this out? Can you just do the search real quick? And, people are usually willing to help with that type of stuff. So there's all kinds of things that you can do just to get things set up and ready to go. And then, like I said, I think when I first started off with Google AdWords, I think I started with a $5 limit a day. And I think I had my first Google AdWords, I think it was like, I never put it on an even number, so it was like $2.48 or 52 cents or something like that.
Those are both even numbers.
Well, what I mean by even numbers is, I didn't do $2.25, $2.50, $2.75, $3. Because my thought process was, and what I was told, whether this is true or not, is that a lot of people will set their bases up at that. So if you just go a couple pennies over $2.50, or a couple pennies over $2.75, then those things will, it just makes it a little bit odd. So you're either a little bit higher, or a little bit lower than
everybody
else.
That's kind of an eBay psychology of, if somebody's going to max bid for something, at $300, you want to bid $301, something
right.
like that. But if they go to $350, it doesn't matter. They've outbid you. But if
exactly.
they go to $300, you want to go to $301.
So there, I'm looking at my AdWords now too. And the other thing I'm seeing is there are a lot of, things that are, computer service. I've only gotten 54 impressions over the last 30 days and I've got zero clicks on that. And so the only words that I ever concern myself with, to be honest with you, all these other ones are fine to have in there. The only ones I really concern myself with is the words computer repair or computer repair in your hometown and state. Make sure you put your state in there, because for me, as everyone probably knows, especially you, if I did computer repair Canton, that could be Canton, Ohio. And there's several other places in the United States that are Canton. So I had to do computer repair Canton, Michigan, because that is going to be a search term that people are going to use.
And are you doing MI or are you doing are you spelling out Michigan?
Actually, on this one, I just did MI. Because I figure people are mostly probably lazy like me and don't spell the whole thing out. I know I wouldn't. Okay. Because anytime you fill out a form, you put the two letters for your state in, right? So I would assume that most people are going to do that when they're doing a search for that particular subject.
Right. And if they're typing on their phone, which 40% of the people are finding you on mobile devices, then they're probably going to use the two-letter abbreviation.
Yeah. And, you know,
especially if they live in a long state like Massachusetts.
Exactly. I will tell you, the other thing is for the online ad, there's a thing called ad extensions. And it's what I was talking about earlier. It basically is what's showcasing me under the Google business listings. So on the left-hand side, when you see Tecna LLC and you see the map, it's attaching my address to my Google ad. So when my Google ad shows up in the top, you'll see my address right below it. So not only that, can people tell that I'm local to their area, but they can also tell what I'm charging because of my ad, the way I've worded it out. And, you know, so a lot of those times I can tell you right now that I'm looking at impressions on that, on my address for my ad is 1,997, and I got 20 clicks because of that extension that was added on there. So that's something you can add on if you want. You don't have to. Mine was automatically added on because I had set up a Google business listing a long time ago before I started. So, and I think at some point it got rolled in, and I think I did click. I said, yes, I want my business address to be linked with my ad.
And have you had, you talked about how this is your home address. Have you had people who just show up either when you're not home or other times when you're not expecting them, or do you find that people call first?
Most of the, I would say 99.9999% of the time people, I think I've only had one that has showed up and they were out of towners and something happened with the lid on their laptop and they're just looking to see if somebody could kind of, you know, fix it up for them real quick. Other than that, most everybody calls, because I think a lot of times in this business, a lot of people I think are calling to shop and, you know, price shop and see kind of who's out there and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all called business people, right? That, you know, hey, I need some cement fixed in front of my house and I've called somebody and I get a vibe on the phone that they don't really want to deal with me, or, you know, we just don't seem to have the right chemistry. So I don't work with that person. I'll call another one. Right. So
right.
I think it's the same thing in this business. I think, the
reason why I'm asking is I'm not going to go to a strip mall and look for a cement store. But if I'm, you know, if I'm not familiar with the area, or if I just happen to see your address here, I'd go to stores in a strip mall and I might just think, oh, well, I'll just throw my machine in the car and drive over there. But I guess from your experience, human behavior is call first. So that's good.
it seemed to work out that way. And like I said, this is coming from two different areas. When I was on the east side of the state and now being in the southern middle of the state, it's been the same on both. So, and part of that too is that I don't know that people are, I think they know when it's a home. And I think people are smart enough that when they click on my address on my ad, it will bring a Google map or bring a map up and show them where I'm at. And they'll kind of figure out at that point whether or not they want to call me, because I am in a residential home versus a, you know, brick and mortar store.
Right. Right. Okay. Excellent. Very good.
You have any other questions for me? Did I answer all your questions?
Yes, you did. Was there anything that I omitted that you want to make sure to tell everybody about?
I think we've hit everything that I can think about right now. And again, this is one of those things you just have to do over time and you got to kind of figure out how it's going to work for you. But I encourage everybody to give it a shot. If you have, you know, little to no business, and I know a lot of people say, you know, word of mouth and stuff like that, But if you want to step the business up and start growing it a little bit, even if you're doing it part-time, you know, you can go ahead and do that. And I'll tell you what, you know, one of the things that, like I was saying before, if you want to set it up to where, let's say your business hours are, you work a 9-to-5 job and your business hours are from 5 in the evening to 9 o'clock at night on a regular basis and all weekend long or whatever, you know, you can set up your ads to show just during those times so that you're not getting clicks and people trying to call you while at work. Because I will tell you this. In my experience, if you don't grab the phone call, chances are most of the time you're going to lose that customer. Not always, but most of the time. So you want to be readily available to, you know, when you do have these Google AdWords going, you want to be readily available to take those phone calls.
Right. Because otherwise you've paid for the click, but you missed the phone call, so you can't convert.
Correct. Yep. So it's, you know, it's kind of a big deal, you know, and hopefully the information I've given out today will help a lot of people have a better understanding of Google AdWords. And I'm sure that I will get some emails with either corrections or, you know, I don't know a whole lot of people in this business that are using Google AdWords because I believe most people are scared of it. And that's, okay. that's just the truth at this point. I use it because it is my one means of actually touching the community and getting new customers on a regular basis. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for new customers because my repeat customers, like I said, I see them once a year.
Right. Well, that's kind of the devil's snare that we're in, is that we do such a good job that they don't come back until a year or so later. But hopefully we've done a good enough job that they remember us.
Exactly. So I think with that, if you don't have any more questions for me, I think we'll go ahead and end the show off. I think we covered a lot in this period of time.
That sounds great.
Okay, very cool. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show and just interviewing me and helping me get the information out there to people, because this is what's helpful to me, and I'm sure it was helpful to you also, is that I can have somebody ask me questions on a live show where we can, you know, get it out to everybody. And because I think a lot of people have the same types of questions. So thank you for taking your time to do this.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And I'll tell you what, where can people reach you at if they had any questions for you?
People can check me out on my website, which is sohotechcolumbus.com, or you can submit a contact form on there, or you can give me a call or a text on my cell phone, which is 614-323-4085.
Excellent. And I want you guys to, we got something new coming up here in February. I want you to come check out Ken Dwight, the virus doctor. He's doing a free 2-part webinar on advanced virus removal techniques for podnuts on February 4th and the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I did an interview with him on Podnuts and Computer Repair podcast number 107. So if you want to check that show out and see what we talked about. And if you're even remotely interested in making your virus removals better, I encourage you to check out this free 2-part webinar. It's full of a bunch of good information that taught me a couple things, and I've been doing this for quite a while. So excited to have him provide this for us, and I think he's even got some discounts for some of the things that he does. So come check it out, and I will have a link up to where to sign up, and also that information on this in the show notes. You guys can also find me on the Google Plus at Jeffrey Hallish or Twitter at TechNutPC. And if you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, email me at podnutsdaily@podnuts.com. If you want to leave a voicemail, call 1-888-697-0162. And I want to thank our sponsor, Instant House Call, for providing the best remote support. And don't forget, if you need business paperwork to get you started in your computer repair business, then check out the link for the TechNibble Computer Business Kit over at podnuts.com. It's a great kit to get you started in this business and help you get those initial contracts and things going without you having to reinvent the wheel. And if you guys can, leave us a rating and review over on iTunes. We'd appreciate that. You can also help support the Podnuts Network. The next time you're shopping at Amazon, go to podnuts.com/Amazon. And I want to thank everyone for listening and subscribing to the show. We'll see you next time on Podnuts Daily.
Hi, folks. folks, Lisa here from Call That Girl's Remote Support Show. Did you know that I have a brand spanking new show coming out called Call That Girl's Office 365 Show? You can check it out right here on the Podnuts Network by going to podnuts.com/CTG. Listen to all of my day-to-day problems and solutions I have with Outlook, third-party apps, and Office 365.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.